The title of this essay is The Mechanics of Sleep. Every lifetime we attain more awareness. This awareness is stored in the new brain of the new body upon being incarnated. It is not accessible by the brain. It is only accessible by the self in an awakened state, whether brief or permanent. The guidance you feel during this lifetime is that innate awareness drawing you out. Evolution happens regardless of whether or not you want it. This means as you go through your life, your eyes and ears are opening. They are opening to the level they were in that previous life, and then a few more strides towards awake before the present body is spent. This innate awareness is your moments of, I already know this. This innate awareness is what allows you to understand more complex experiences in this lifetime. You read a book 2 years ago, but you only understood 30% of it. Today you pick up that same book and understand 60% of it. You will resonate more and more with the author over time, and perhaps surpass their awareness. We have all experienced that in our lives. That is an expanded awareness where you perceive more complex information over time without really having done any research in between. Those clues along the path you did not place there. In fact, here is a little secret. They were there all along. You just did not have the eyes and ears to perceive them. The people you come into contact with that change your life are the same. You experience what and who you are presently capable of experiencing. The rest are background noise and pedestrians that you will not identify with, either because you have not evolved to that awareness or because you have evolved past it. That is resonance. In order to wake up, you have to know you have to know that you're asleep first and come to an understanding of the mechanics of what sleep is. The difference between asleep and awake is simply your identity within the brain, within the dream. The entry point is the brain. But what if that entry point was undeveloped upon arrival? What if you got trapped in there, and as you began the process of dreaming, there was no one to tell you that the trap was an illusion? And what if everyone around you was likewise trapped in their brains too? You will have arrived at reading this essay with any number of beliefs that you have read or been taught, or overheard in philosophical or spiritual settings. Every word you are familiar with that I use, your brain is going to compare to its correct usage, that is within its library of remembered words and labels and definitions. This is the brain doing the thinking for the self. You do not hear or feel the context. You only react to the word usage, singular, or concept usage, plural. It will take decades or lifetimes to get to that same state you arrive at by simply experientially knowing that you are not the body, and experiencing that you can expand beyond its skin at will. You begin by expanding within the body. With your mind, since that is where you're residing, feel the bottom of your right foot. When you understand that command, you should feel the bottom of your right foot tingle or heat up. It was easy, wasn't it? Let's get down to other locations in the body. With your mind, feel the left kneecap. Once you got that, with your mind, feel the tips of your right hand's fingers. Now feel a half dozen or so other locations of your own choosing. Once you have got these single locations mastered, I want you to feel the bottom of both feet. Once that happens, I want you to feel the bottom of both feet and the top of the head at the same time. And now for the cherry on top, I want you to feel the entire body at once. The key to being asleep is being located in your head, and the key to waking up is simply to expand into the rest of your body. You can pay attention, or you can focus. Paying attention is passive. Focusing is active. When you meditate, you need to focus on something external of the brain, be it a spot on the ceiling, or a candle flame, or your breaths. You actively move your awareness out beyond the brain to the object being focused on. Funny thing happens when you do that. You stop thinking. You stop thinking because you stopped identifying with the brain. If you just sit there in your head with body in lotus position waiting for something to happen, well, you become subject to the nature of the brain. It processes information. If nothing to process presently, then it will go over all the unprocessed thoughts roaming the corridors of your gray matter. You do not have enough hours in your life to wait out all that processing, trust me. Asleep, the brain does the thinking, creating, interpreting, and perceiving of reality. The self identifies with this body thought, creation, interpretation, and perception of reality, thus the illusion, and thus the label of sleep.